you know, over the course of the last 20-some-odd years we've been doing this, one guest who has been, I believe, through all of them is Mike Scully, the former executive producer of The Simpsons and now with Duncanville. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. And by the way, congratulations. I think this is the first time we've ever had two consecutive interviews with you, not Simpsons related, that you still had a show on the air.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, no, I guess my track record with shows is much like yours with relationships, I guess.
Very good.
Oh, very good.
Very
wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
I mean, a girl dumps you during a lockdown when you're literally not allowed to see anyone else, and she still chose loneliness.
Touche, sir. Touche.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I deserved it.
That was, you know what? If you hung up right now, that would be okay. Yeah. I mean, that was the best line of the day. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Lord.
So, how are you?
Good. We're actually we're working on season two of Duncanville. We're coming back next year, whether people like it or not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the second wave of coronavirus. We're coming back, whether you like it or not.
You can protect yourself all you want, but you can't stop it.
Like, coronavirus,
you cannot. Yeah.
Either
can't distance yourself from this show.
it's like the coronavirus or a California wildfire of California animated shows. So, yeah, I mean, you're still the executive producer of the show. They gave you 13 episodes last season. Did they give you another 13? Is that how they do it?
Yes, yeah, we got another 13. The business is changing to more of like the short orders, you know, kind of Netflix style, you know, or like, you know, where, you know, Netflix, like where we had shows like, you know, Cheers and you know, doing, you know, 250 episodes, or Simpsons with 700, you know, like a long run on Netflix is basically about 22, maybe. So that'll be like a classic Netflix series, you know, that comes to an end. Wow, how did you do 39 episodes?
You must have run out of ideas after like 12.
I was looking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were really on fumes for those last.
Hey, The Simpsons have been on fumes for about 6 years, so it can work for some people.
Yeah.
I was looking.
We'll be back in the spring, I think, or next May, and the first episode back has a really fun surprise in it, but we're not allowed to say yet what it is.
Okay.
It's a really fun, really cool guest stars, but we can't say it yet. Fox doesn't want to say it yet.
Speaking of guest stars, I was looking at Wikipedia about it a few minutes ago about the show, and you know, as the executive producer, obviously your main characters, I don't know, somehow whether you audition or you just cast certain people to do the voices of them, but how do you choose celebrity, you know, one episode celebrity voices?
Oh, you mean just to be a guest star, like on an episode?
Yeah.
Oh, that, well, you always have like your dream choice, and then you accept anyone who says yes. No, we've had great luck. I mean, fortunately, The Simpsons brings, you know, between The Simpsons and Amy brings a lot of goodwill, so people have it, you know, tend to say yes, which is a lot of fun. Matter of fact, I don't think we got turned down by anybody we shot for the first season, and then The Simpsons, on occasion, we would get shot down by people. I think Clint Eastwood turned us down. Tom Cruise turned us down. We turned Madonna down. Clint Eastwood was supposed to, we wanted him to play a store detective where Bart got caught shoplifting, and it just didn't work out. A lot of times we found with older guest stars, like back then, like if they didn't know what the show was, we tried to get Walter Matthau once for an episode, and he asked for $1 million.
Well, just to put it into perspective, what would somebody normally get to voice a celebrity character?
Oh, you get like SAG scale, which is, I think it's like $1,100.
So you're off a few zeros.
No, that's true. Yeah, and you get a show T-shirt. So that's
wow, that is something.
But you often have these big name characters are often playing themselves, though, right?
Yes, yeah. It's always like a mix. Sometimes they'll play a character, and sometimes playing themselves. More often than not, they would prefer to play a character. I think as an actor, they feel like more uninhibited, or they don't think about, well, I wouldn't, you know, I would never say that, that sort of thing. But if they're playing a character, they can kind of buy in a little bit more. But it's always, you know, it's always fun. Simpsons is very lucky. We get a lot of cool people over there.
We don't have a whole lot of time left with you, but does your daughter Sarah still write for Duncanville?
Yes, she does.
She's still on it.
Doing great.
She's a former road crew member here at Rock 102.
Absolutely, you guys gave her showbiz start.
That is, thank God she finally decided to do something with it, as opposed to all the others.
How are things back there?
We're doing good. We're doing good. I mean, we've had to change things around for the Mayflower Marathon, but you know, we're on pace. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Tomorrow could be a real big day for us.
So now you're just scamming money, but not food. Is that how it works?
Exactly. Yes. We don't have to scam them for food this time. It's a lot easier to just take it from their wallets.
It's a softer, it's a softer handed shakedown, is what it is.
Well, Mike, it's still probably easier to get money out of them than it is to get money out of Fox.
Yes.
Mike Scully, it's always great to have you back on the marathon. I hope you do have a great season with Duncanville, and we appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Good talking to you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone back there. I know it's been a horrible, horrible year, and I think the Open Pantry does great things. So please, give often, give a lot, and it's great you guys do this every year, but especially this year, I think.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. It's Bax and O'Brien of the Mayflower Marathon with Mike Scully on Rock 102. It's easy.